get the inspection over the areas that were covered by the floods, like Teta, Vutawabili in Cholocho, and some places in Kuza by helicopter. And this is an exercise that has been carried out throughout the country in Mashingo, as well as in Matele North. I think the team is proceeding to other areas which have been affected by the flood. It was really a situation where we had a program to deal with areas around the campus, not specifically in Cholocho. But today we've been in Cholocho, we spent the whole day there, we just arrived. And I think the general feeling is that, people need assistance, and we have provided that assistance, and we have actually got other stakeholders helping with the plight of the people in those areas. Stakeholders such as NGOs, Plan International. So from here we move into other provinces where people have been affected by the flooding. So there is no justification by those that say the material has been neglected, because you cannot just concentrate on one area when you are faced with a national disaster.
What came out of your assessment, and what do you intend to do about it as the different ministers?
We are in dire straits, and we were well received. People explained themselves as to the challenges that they are encountering. The people were happy that we came, and a number of donations were made to the communities that are affected. A meal blanket and the tentage has been provided, jubilation of the people affected. So we do not want to be guided by people's perceptions about whether the place is neglected or not. This was not done today because the minister was there. It has been done since the beginning of the flooding by the governor and the other stakeholders.